Alishur Chelek Aleph Daf Peites. Previously, we got to the end of the second paragraph, the Yerushalmi, that indicates that the entire purpose of the Torah is to come to hisboinenus, to come to a reflection, a meditation about what one does. So we continue with the third paragraph. Kan hinenu oimdim ba'avodah ha'chashuva beyoyser b'chayei Torah v'chayei ha'adam. This is a remarkable statement. We come at this point to the most important avodah in a Torah life and the life of a human being. Lochein oleinu leharchiv bo, and therefore we have to elaborate here. Hayisboinenus soid gadolu misadas haTorah. Hayisboinenus, this idea of deep reflection of meditation, is one of the most profound ideas in the Torah. Hu misboer bederech eitz chayim leRamchal zal. Ramchal in his Sefer Derech Etz Chaim explains it. Here's a quotation. These two entities were created with a commonality. Seichel ha'adam v'atira ha'maskelus esei. The human mind and the Torah which allows it to develop. V'seira oir, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Torah is light, oir mamash v'loi chokhma levad. There's a distinction that Ramchal is pointing out between Oir and Chochmah. We'll see more about that just now. Ve'af gam zeis nimshela le'esh. Furthermore, the Torah is compared to fire. Kichol miloyseh ve'oyseyoseh kemoy gacheleshem. Because its words and its letters are like embers. Asher be'aniach oysam kashehem. When you leave them as they are, lo yera'u kim gechalim. They appear indeed as embers. Ve'gam kim'at amumim. And often, almost extinguished. If one is involved with them, in the case of the embers, if you blow on them or you direct wind at them, you fan it, as tislahev, then it catches fire. And this corresponds to the way that the human mind was created, because the human mind also has the power to attain immense things. Ach kashe yislahet, when it catches fire, when it becomes blazing with the power of hisboinenus, hinei al kein choivhu, and therefore it's an obligation, mutal al ha'adam, which is incumbent upon the human being, nosum atzmoi lhisbonen, to make sure that he will misboinen, he will reflect deeply, he will meditate. Ve'lama nivra ha'seichel bechoyach, why was the man created bechoyach? Ve'lama nivra ha'seichel bechoyach, so why was the mind created, b'choyach, like he says, like an ember, which has a potential to burst into flame, but not always there. The Ramchal continues, v'im haisa yedia rechava v'imedes alev bnei adam, because if the knowledge of the Torah was wide and established in a person's heart, lo yochit im lo'ilam, there would be no room for chait, ach lo yafilo yetzer karov elehim v'sholet elehim, the yetzerah would not be close, would not dominate the person. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the person to have an active Yetzer, so that he is equally likely to be victorious or defeated. Therefore, we have within us the knowledge, it's closed up, it's like an ember. It has the potential to then spread out like a flame, and the choice is left to the person. So the author continues, it's clear from the Ramchal that the imperative for hisboinenus, which again we're saying is deep reflection to the point of meditation, is a fundamental of the Yetzirah. That's how one actualizes the power of the mind, which is dormant to a large extent. It's through hisboinenus. And then, the more that mind bursts into flame and expands and strengthens, the more the person is dominated by his mind, misbatel yosei ha-yetzer, the more the yetzer is negated. V'inei la-tira techunas ha-sechel atzmo. The Ramchal began by saying that the mind and the Torah are created with a commonality. We're going to that point now. The Torah has the same feature of the mind, and reflection in the Torah reveals what the Ramchal says is light as opposed to chokhmah. The author now explains it. the distinction is really profound between what the Ramchal calls light and mere wisdom. The distinction is ki oir yedi'ah hamevateles es hayetzer. When we speak about light, it's a knowledge that leads to something. It's a knowledge in particular, it has an effect on the yetzer hara. It negates it. It has some power over it. Whereas v'chokhma hi yedi'ah she'en b'choycha levatel yetzerim. Chokhma is knowledge, but it's not knowledge that leads to anything. It's sterile in that sense. Hagdara nifla'a lamisbonen. This is a remarkable definition for a person who's prepared to be misboinen, the different types of knowledge. Now, he'll give an example, and we can think of other examples as well for this distinction. So the author says, Mizen avin divrei ha-mesilas yesharim b'hakdama. We understand now better what the Mesilas Yesharim says in his introduction. He says, Shekfi roiv pirsumam shel advarim, corresponding to how well known these things are that he's about to speak. He says his entire sefer is really, there's nothing much new about it. There's very little novel about it. But to the extent that these things are well known, uchneged masha mitusam gluya lakoil, and to the extent that it's revealed, people know what I'm going to tell you, nonetheless kach he'alem mehem matzui me'od. So too, ignoring these words is very common, v'ashicharaba, and forgetting them. So it's known, but it doesn't much bring to action. Hine yedi'ois mefusamois ko'eilo, things that are well known, kefi midas pirsuman chasra ha'isbonenus ben. But to the same extent that they're well known, they're known as a chokhmah, they're known intellectually, but people don't reflect on them, don't absorb them. V'lachen einan oid begeder oid. Therefore, those words are not oir, ele begeder chokhmah. They become mere knowledge. V'hashpa'a einan oidas la'in oid. And therefore, they don't have an influence on the person. V'hashikha rabah. I think, of course, that's a classic example from Mesilas Yesharim. I think the obvious example for us of this distinction between oir and chokhmah in day-to-day life is knowledge of health, basic health issues. You know, people know in the West today, people know about nutrition and they know about exercise and they know about limiting amount. These are things like the Mesilas Yesharim says, lehavdil, but they're well known. And yet, you have greater levels of obesity and greater levels of heart disease. And it's mamash like that. People know very well. You know, it's the knowledge like the Ramchal, you can see his frustration, I think, the Ramchal is writing this. It's so mefusam, it's so well known. You know that to be healthy, generally, of course, there are exceptions, generally moderation in the amount of food that one eats, a moderation in the amount of alcohol and sweet things that one has, moderate physical activity every day for 20 or 30 minutes. These are things we all know, but that's chokhmah, it's not or. It's only if a person takes it in and reflects and meditates and it brings him to become, to live that way, then it becomes other. That's the mashal. So on to Daf Tzadi on the next page. Zoi avoidas amusar. That is really what musar is about. And that's what we said before, that everything is peripheral to the one point, which is hisboinenos, the cheshbon nefesh that we spoke about 2 pages ago on Peches. Lechadeish hisboinenos. That's what musar is about, to emphasize this, to bring a person to take knowledge, ve'la'afoch al yedez yedi'ois le'oiros. Take the knowledge that one has and transform it into oir, a knowledge that will affect one. An yod'im, these are examples, an yod'im hashgacha patis. So all in the Torah world, everyone knows of hashgacha patis, ach ein oir b'di'azo. We don't necessarily live with the consequences of hashgacha patis because it's not oir. Second example, an yod'im achoy vasenu ba'ilamenu. We know very well what obligations are. This is again the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim. Ach ein oir b'di'azo, but the person doesn't necessarily live in accordance with that knowledge. It remains in the realm of chokhmah, of knowledge. Ha'izbonenus ha'ifeches yedi'ois el l'oris. Izbonenus again transforms knowledge into oir. Hamarchikim yetzu mevatlim ra. Oir is the knowledge that affects one. It distances the etzara. It negates it. It allows a person to actually put into practice what he knows. That's the first section. Onwards, Keitzad masigim shleimus bekiyum mitzvois. How does one attain perfection in fulfillment of mitzvois? Keitzad koinim emuna v'ira. How does one acquire emuna v'ira? Keitzad zochim l'midos tavois? How does one improve one's midos, ech magim la teshuva. So these are all the questions that we said are in the realm of Musa. He's going back to the 10th chapter. If you look at the 10th chapter on Daf Pei Vav at the bottom, he says that he gave us a clear definition of what Musar deals with. There were 5 points. Avoiding shrirus alev b'kiyum mitzvahs, to avoid one's tendencies, etc., and arbitrariness in fulfilling mitzvahs. And then he spoke about levels, and gimel dalet hei, beru hamidois, how to clarify midois and acquire them, teshuvah, limud. Those are the questions you're dealing with over here, and again, touching on the point of how Musar relates to these, but in the context of hisboinenus. So he says, yifshah lagia la'eze shedaga mibli shenislamed b'hisboinenus. It is not possible to reach certain achievements, dargois, to develop, unless one trains oneself in hisboinenus. Zoi hakavana belimud sifre musar b'kvus. And this is the point of learning sifre musar regularly. It's not, the point is not just to become proficient and knowledgeable in a certain part of the Torah literature. The point is this, la'avir sanu lidei hisboinenus be'atzmeinu. The point of the learning is ultimately to bring us, it's a vehicle, the Sifrei Musar, to bring us to reflect upon ourselves deeply over yachasenu al kol chelkei ha-mitzvos, in our relationship to the mitzvos. Ha-mesilas yesharim magdir es kol ha-midos ha-drushes lanu, so he defines the midos that are necessary to acquire, u-madrich oisanu keitzad liknoisanu, and gives us guidance as to how to acquire these midos. Ha-adrachai beikar, so the author here says that essentially, the guidance provided by Mesilas Yesharim is essentially Bamel Hisboinen Kedel Hiskos Bamida. What type of Hisboinen, what should you reflect on in order to acquire that particular Mida? Ki Be'ika, because again, essentially, Koinim Midas Tavos, a person acquires Midas Tavos, Umisrachakim Meharois, and distances himself from Midas Tavos, Alide Hisboinenus. That's really the essence of it. Through this reflection that turns one knowledge into oil. And here he gives the examples of the different levels, which are the body, the substance of Mesilas Yesharim. So Zehirus, Etzem Amida Yisbonenus, really the essence of Zehirus is exactly that, is reflection. In brackets, Lefiz Semech Nifla Latavim Yerushalmi Enal. This is a tremendous support for the Yerushalmi that we mentioned on the previous page on Pei Tes, at the end of Kisavoy. Shetachlis Kol HaTorah Yisbonenus B'chol HaMasim. The Yerushalmi appear to make the point that the purpose of the entire Torah is to come to Hisboinenus about one's deeds. And here's a semech to it, because the brisa that the Mesilas Yesharim is built on says, Torah mevi'a lidei zehirus. The whole purpose of the Torah is to bring one to zehirus. It's a very wonderful support for Yerushalmi. Derech knias zehirus. The way that one acquires zehirus is Hisboinenus al choymer ha'avoida. A reflection about the great, how profound is the Avodah of Hashem. Then the next Midah, Nekiyus, is Hasmadas HaKriya B'Divrei Chazal, to diligently learn and reflect on the words of Chazal. Perishus is Hayistaklus B'Griyus Tanugos Olam Hazeh, is analysis of the negative consequences of immersing oneself in Tanugos Olam Hazeh, of going beyond what is necessary in terms of pleasure and luxury. Tahara is kol ma she'amik v'yasmid l'akir b'chisus ha'chomrius. Again, depth and great understanding about the nature of the physical universe. Chasidus is goydel ha'istaklus v'rov ha'isbonenus. Again, reflection and deep understanding. Kashir bel yisboinen al goydel ur memusei zbarach. When a person reflects on Hashem's awesomeness. Anava is harigilus v'isbonen da me'ayin basa v'chulei. It's the anava is can be distilled in this idea of regularly reflecting on meditating on Ma'in Basa, where am I coming from, where am I going to. Yir Aschet Hisbonenus Ashchena Nimtzeis V'Shu Mashgiach. Yir Aschet is really Hisbonenus on the fact that the Divine Presence is around us constantly, and that Hashem is aware constantly about everything. That brings on to Yir Aschet. Then Kedusha Iyun Atzum B'Sisei Hashgacha Elyona, a tremendous depth analysis into the hidden aspects of the Divine Providence, Utzvone Habriya, Vidias Rumemusa Yisbarach. Of course, that's it's in a nutshell, the Mesilas Yesharim. But the point is that most of it is Hisboinenus. Ulai biglal ze kasher lenu limud ha-musar. Perhaps this is why people sometimes find learning Musar difficult. Yan hinenu negashim lav mibli lehislamed b'Hisboinenus. Because often people approach it without first training themselves in hispoinenus, in reflection, without knowledge of that process, without being familiar with hispoinenus, then the words remain cold and dry. As Ramchal put it, gacheles kim'at amuma. It's like a gray ember that's almost dead. And it's of course not very attractive. It's cold. And then the knowledge does not become oyer and memele. So people find it dry. He concludes with the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph, Ami lo yisboinen. My nation did not reflect. Onwards, some practical advice here. Lo yisboinenus yesh shnei shelavim. There are two steps over here. Barishena misamkin besefer shelomdim b'mamar chazal echad. Initially, one delves deeply into the sefer that one is learning, or a statement of chazal, להבין צורה שהשמעת עשה כמו בלימוד גמרא. To understand the statement just like one is learning Gemara. To understand, to analyze it. בשלב זה, at this stage, צריכים להיזהר בפרט, one should be especially careful, שלא לדון את הדברים למליצה. It's not to judge the words as figures of speech or flourishes, exaggerations, שאין להבין עושן כפשוטן, that should not be understood simply. ההנחה הראשונה בלימוד מוסר, the very first foundation, the first assumption in learning מוסר, שאין מליצויס בתורה. There are no flourishes and turns of phrase in the Torah. Unless there's very, very strong reason to say so, take it כפשוטוי. That's the first stage. לדוגמה, example, הלוימד בפרק בייס של המסילת ישרים. If you learn in the second chapter, הנה עניין הזהירוסו, the מסילת ישרים, the רחל, the defines the hirus, שיהיה האדם מסבוינן ומפקח על מעשיו, that a person should reflect and supervise his deeds ורחב and his ways, הטובים הם אוי לא, are they good or not? לבלתי יעזוב נפשו לסכנס העבדוין חס וחלילה, says not to allow his soul to be endangered by destruction, ולא ילך במהלך רגלו כעיוור באפלה, not to continue in the ways of his habits like a blind man in the dark. So a person who's learning that, reishis, initially, yedayek heitev. Just make the diuk, like he's learning Gemara. Make the diuk, sheyesh hisboinenus, veyesh pikuach. The Ramchal said, misboinen umefakeach, to reflect and to supervise. Those are two different terms. Vivarei latzmo, ma hevdel b'nehem. The person should clarify, what's the difference between them? Why did the Ramchal use two words? Next, ken yamod al hevdel ben ma'asim piratiyim uven drachim hanyu bidoy. See, the author already gives us the answer to the question. The question is, when you learn the Ramchal, he speaks about ma'asav udrachav. What are they? And the author tells you, ma'asim means individual, specific, isolated acts, and drachim are midois. If you look at Avodah Zarah Davav, that's a source to understand, drachim are midois. So that's, then the Ramchal spoke about sakanas avadoin, the danger of destruction. Eina melitza o'agzama. It's not just a rhetorical flourish, or in exaggeration, take it kipshutoi. V'yesh levarel atzmo, the person who's learning this has to clarify to himself, heitev, mahu ha'avadoin hazeh, what is that destruction? Furthermore, v'lama halicha b'malach hergeloi, why is it that walking in the path of one's habit, davka, he comes again, this is so dangerous. U'mai ha'maskana mizeh lagabe hergelei adam shisagel mehem b'yaldusoi. And what conclusion can be drawn regarding a person, every person who has certain habits from childhood. That's the first stage. Analysis, to learn it mamash like Gemara. That's the first stage. Second stage, bashalav ha-sheini, mashveh ha-loimed esma shavin mitoch ha-ma'amar chazal ha-sefer. The student then compares or contrasts what he understood from the same of chazal ha-sefer im matzavoy mitziusoy, with his own situation, his own circumstance, he applies it. He should try and ascertain to what extent he's distant from it, from what Chazal are stating as the idea. How far is he from it? What are the causes for that? Why am I 2 steps away, or 30, or 1,000 steps away from that? Beshalav zeh shel limud, it's at this stage of the learning. This is the main innovation of Rabbi Yisrael at that point. He demanded frequent repetition of the statement, to revise its statement, veloy chazara ba'alma, not stam, to revise it in order to memorize the words. Ela, he quotes him, berigshas nefesh usaras ruach, with a turmoil in one's spirit, with a movement, with an excitement, uvisfasayim dolkois, with burning lips. Kloimar, in our words, chazaraz tiye bekol uvingina. At this stage, the person is learning aloud and with a melody, in order to awaken himself, to move himself, to excite himself. That's the main innovation of Rabbi Yisrael in the learning. Al yedei chazarazeh, through this process of chazara, misbarerim oydes advoim, the words become clearer and clearer. Uvoy eres balev ha'akara, and in the heart that burns the recognition of the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, gnus aviroyes, the heart, how despicable, I've said ve'avadon nitzabayim, the loss that comes through them, the terrible calamity that aviroyes cause, l'archik nafsho behin. That's in Shari Teshuva Chelek Gimel. U'tshuka chazaka lavoy l'teheru l'tekenes moed. And it also inspires a deep yearning to improve oneself. Hispa'alus zoi, in this, what we call hispa'alus, and it will be discussed in great detail in the second volume, this process of hispa'alus, of moving oneself and exciting oneself, of kindling passion, mashira roshim b'lev, it leaves an impression in the heart, afilim sheichachim oyesah lachazman, even if sometime later a person forgets it, it leaves an impression. Keshelomdim musar yom yom, when a person learns musar daily, hoyilchim umischazkim hareshamim adakim anelemim ha'ele, these very subtle impressions become stronger and stronger. Without the person necessarily being aware of the influence, nonetheless imprint themselves on his behavior, and the person's conduct changes. Finally, sometimes the person who learns musar through this process of hispa'alus, it may bring him to a desire to actually change something in practice. He makes a decision, a commitment to wean himself from some bad habit, or to strengthen himself in something good. This commitment does not require drastic changes, onerous changes in one's life. One of the fundamental ideas of the wisdom of Musar is the rule שיש לשים לב דווקא לדברים קטנים שהאדם דש בעקיביו. One should pay attention specifically to small things that a person tramples underfoot. He's of course paraphrasing Parshas Ekev, what Rashi says, Ekev, that a person tramples underfoot. והשינוי הקטן ביוסה לטובה, even the smallest change for good, הינו דבר גדול מאוד, is a very great thing, very profound and significant. המבין בחוכמה של מוסר, those who understand a little about מוסר, נזהר מאוד, will be very careful שלא לחייב את עצמו בגדרים ומעשים גדולים, not to obligate himself in very profound and difficult and onerous and drastic actions, שיש לו לחוש שלא יוכל לעמוד בהם, that one can suspect, one should be concerned, that he will not be able to fulfill, certainly not for a long period of time. כלל הדבר, the bottom line, as Chazal say, תופסת מרובה, לא תופסת, תופסת מועט, תופסת. Take it in a small step. Don't chew more than you can, don't bite off more than you can chew. Tafasta mu'at tafasta. Adkan.